This is a busy time of year in the world of marathon running, and athletes from Kenya and Ethiopia are once again leading the way. Earlier this month, the Kenyans Dickson Chumba and Florence Kiplagat won the men's and women's titles at the Chicago Marathon here in the USA. Chicago is one of the six world marathon majors, along with Boston, New York, London, Berlin, and the Tokyo Marathons. Look for the Kenyans and the Ethiopians to challenge for titles at the New York City Marathon on November 1st. Meanwhile, some speedy Africans will also be on the starting line of Sunday's Frankfurt Marathon in Germany. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with a top Kenyan athlete ahead of the race. Here's Andy.
We're talking with one of the top African runners in the Frankfurt Marathon on Sunday. That's Mika Kogo, who has quite a lot of claim to fame. He's been a world record holder at 10 kilometres on the road, been very good track runner as well, and now he's very much a marathon runner, and his best goes back 2 years ago when he finished fourth in Chicago in 2:06:57. Now, he's had a busy year, and Mika, I think it would be fair to say that since Chicago, I mean, you haven't got that close to 2:06. You ran Hamburg this year, ran 2:10, which is a good time. But have you got something to prove on Sunday? You know, whether now coming to your sixth marathon, whether you really are a marathon runner?
Thanks so much for being invited to compete in Frankfurt Marathon. Coming to Frankfurt Marathon is my chance of getting back where I should be, because for the last four or three marathons with our friend, some have did a little bit down, but every time sport you have to win, you have to lose. But for me, coming for today, I see my preparation was well, and I've seen my training partners like Mark Tor, Mike Egan, doing well in some their own races, because the Mark Tor started with Andofen, which he finished on that position, and Mike Egan also finished last week in that position. So those are my training partners and many of others. But if I catch myself, I am hoping to try my best.
And of course, another of your training partners, at least occasional training partners, is Mo Farah, and you finished second to him in Lisbon in the half marathon earlier this year, in the build-up to the Hamburg marathon. Is it something, in a sense, in your head that you've had success at the shorter distances and you're still adjusting to the marathon? Because we're chatting before the race, of course, and you're saying you really like a fast pace. You don't like, quote, jogging. Well, of course, your jogging is very fast running for most people, but you really would like, and the organisers are talking about, a fast pace all the way through to 30 kilometres. Have you thought about the reasons for not quite achieving your potential yet?
Yeah. Especially last season when I was coming to Hamburg Marathon, I did half marathon. I did my training as usual, starting with the gym, build up long runs, speed work, putting everything in my body, like mileage, speed work. And I was ready when I was coming to Hamburg. Before I did, I went to Lisbon to try myself to see if I have some speed. And then I went to Lisbon, I see the body was responding well. And when I was coming to Hamburg, I was having some percentage that I could do my best. I could try to improve even my personal best, which is 2:06:57. But the problem was I had, when we started the race, I had a problem with the shoes. My lace of the shoes keep me a tough time during the race.
I see. Well, yeah, you're not the only Kenyan recently. Last month or so has had a problem with shoes. I think Eliud Kipchoge could say a few words about that in Berlin. Well, of course, talking of Berlin, you were down to run there, but you had some injury problems. So are you all fit and ready for Frankfurt? The injuries that stopped you running Berlin, are they now cleared up?
I've never had any injuries or any problem, but I am really happy to be in Frankfurt and hoping to see if everything will go well, no problem, no anything to disturb me on during the race. So just in my focus to do well in Frankfurt Marathon.
Well, it's certainly a fast course. It's been shown that in the past. And you're a fast man, Mika Kogo. We wish you all the best for the 34th edition of the Frankfurt Marathon this Sunday. Thanks, Mika.
Thanks so much.
Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this, it's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Football news now on the Voice of America. The Spanish giant Barcelona is providing a boost to Rwanda, as we hear now from our African football guru, David Legg.
Barcelona in December are going to launch an academy in Kigali. It's going to cost $10 million. This is a tremendous boost, surely, not only for Rwanda, but for East and Central African football in general. And it's a region that needs a boost. We have yet to see an East African country qualify for the World Cup. And sadly, very few East and Central African countries are making it to the Africa Cup of Nations. So this is a tremendous boost. And this is the sort of academy that's produced players like Andres Iniesta, Puyol, Busquets, and the one and only Lionel Messi. If I quote Luis Garcia, a former Liverpool and Barcelona star, he says, "The only way to develop football in Rwanda and Africa at large is for people in the football sector to start working like we do in Spain on tactical, physical, and psychological concepts." There's also talk of a similar academy coming in Uganda. I salute not only Barcelona for their venture, but also the Rwandans, who seem to be very, very keen on developing their football. Recently, in the Africa Cup of Nations, the Wasps, as the Rwandan national team are known, they did very well against Ghana. They held the Black Stars for 87 minutes in the Amahoro Stadium before losing 1-0. And I would certainly consider Rwanda to be one of the most progressive football nations in Africa. They've already hosted the African Junior Championship. That's for the under-17 footballers. They've also hosted the African Youth Championship for under-20. And come January and February, they're going to host the CHAN competition. That's the African Nations Championship for home-based stars. My prediction is one of these days, Rwanda will host the Africa Cup of Nations, the premier competition on the continent. They're a very well-organized football federation. They've also got what must be one of the youngest national coaches in the world, in 29-year-old Johnny McKinstry from Northern Ireland. If you look at their Cup of Nations, they went to Mozambique, never an easy place to come away from, with 3 points, and they won 1-0. And as already mentioned, they put up a very good fight against the Black Stars of Ghana. Now, I don't see the Rwandans winning their Cup of Nations group. I think that is going to be Ghana. But there are two places at stake for the best runners-up for the 217 tournament. And again, I'm sticking my neck out here, I know, but I'm saying that Rwanda are going to fill one of those two best runners-up positions.
Keep sticking your neck out, David. We enjoy your soccer-licious predictions. That's our African football guru, David Legg, sticking his neck out and speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see an up-close and personal photo of Edson Arantes do Nascimento, better known as Pelé, the Brazilian football great. The man many call the greatest player of all time is celebrating his 75th birthday on this Friday. Happy birthday, Pelé. We heard David Legg mention Barcelona star Lionel Messi earlier. I think Messi and Real Madrid's Cristiano Ronaldo are generally regarded as the greatest players of the past decade or so. But facts are facts, VOA football fans. Neither Messi nor Ronaldo has lifted the World Cup trophy. Pelé did it an unprecedented three times: 1958, 1962, and 1970. Finally, in rugby, the Springboks of South Africa are two victories away from lifting the Rugby World Cup trophy for an unprecedented third time, but they face a huge test on Saturday, the defending champion All Blacks of New Zealand at Twickenham Stadium in London. Like the Springboks, the All Blacks have won two Rugby World Cups, and they're coming off a 62-13 rout of France in the quarterfinals. In the second semifinal on Sunday, also at Twickenham, Argentina will play Australia, another 2-0.